Kia ora and welcome back to the show. And it's time for my favourite time of the week. It's time for the wise words, the sultry tones of the one, the only, Mr. Martin Pepperell. Good morning, Martin.
Hey.
How are you going today?
Doing all right.
Good.
Okay.
Hey, I have to have a quick laugh here because your song today... when I read the title, Work, 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 I really thought it was going to be kind of like a girl boss jam. Like it was like, work it, girl, work it, sister, work it hard type thing. And it wasn't that. It was quite a chill song.
Well, I mean, you know, it's still a mid-tempo track. But what you're saying illustrate ideas about how ideas around intensity, which have changed over the last 40 years.
That's a very good point, actually.
Yeah, because so today we've got, like Liam said, the song's called Work, Work, Work. It's by the Laha, which is a Trans-Tasman music collaboration between a Julian Dine, the producer and drummer. Some of you might have seen him drum with Lady Six or Avantale Bowling Club. Horatio Luna from Australia and Surprise Chef, Australian jazz funk band, one of their members, Lachlan Stuckley, featuring Mara Tiki, formerly of Electric Wire Hustle, also known as the great solo artist, singer,
incredible guitarist, producer, singer.
Whatever you need. And Toby Lang from Fat Freddy's Drop.
What a
super group.
What a combo of people. I love it.
Oh, a super group of people who come together. So I guess the backstory from my perspective is over the last 10, 15 years, there's been this massive resurgence of interest in music from Nigeria, from the late 70s and early 80s, in particular the Nigerian boogie scene. I mean, this extends across a bunch of countries through Africa. I'm sure plenty of people know Only You by Steve Monite. Been this whole thing. Critical reappraisal of all these incredible records that were made at the time that never really had any popularity outside of the African continent.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, you've had all these DJs, producers and stuff, looking over all of the stuff. Go back and look at that period of time. It's contemporary to what was happening in New York with the proto-disco boogie scene, the foundation days of hip-hop, things like the Sugar Hill Gang, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Then at the same time, got the whole similar thing was happening in Jamaica. I think I've probably played some records like that on here before.
Yeah,
where the,
yeah.
Jamaican reggae artists were hearing the sounds of disco and Billy Hip Hop, putting their whole spin on it. There's this whole thing that was going on that we couldn't really see clearly until later on when everyone could put the pieces together. This is the sort of aesthetic wellspring that these guys are operating with him. Julian in particular, big time collector of a lot of the stuff. I'm sure Toby's a bit of a collector too. Actually, all of these guys are, you know, as happens at points.
Yeah, right.
People end up looking back into the past to see if they can find a way to move forwards. And this is what's going on here. So the EP's 5 tracks. And it's coming out on Soundway Records. And like I said, you know, a bit of stuff in a Nigerian boogie style, bit of proto-rap, bit of jazzy house, bit of a Jamaican dub element. But I like this sort of thing because it's not really, these sort of things aren't really bands or touring collectives per se.
Yeah,
it's more
yeah.
A group of people getting together in a room for a period of time to take an album, make a record, and this sort of thing used to be pretty commonplace in the 70s and 80s. 70s in particular, you know, 70s moving into 80s. This whole golden period of time when, you know, the record labels were all doing pretty good and quite large companies were financing quite interesting records because of the, the way the market worked, these sort of things. I mean, they might not have sold mega numbers at the time, but they sold enough to justify themselves existing. And some of the people doing these things would go on to do work on pop artists, or sometimes, you know, people would come out of left field and have a hit. This whole idea of playing the long game, you know, the idea that the commercial success might not happen straight away. But if the artist could get several albums under their belt and start building a touring following, then maybe you might arrive at that moment. Investment, the slow boil, the hot pot.
Yeah. Stuff. It's funny you say that, because I was going to say, when groups like this come together, it screams more like passion project as opposed to like financial venture.
Of course.
Which I guess where all good music should come from that perspective, really. It's a fantastic song, though.
Yeah. But, you know, the number of musicians who are really able to approach this sort of thing primarily as a financial venture in New Zealand, I mean, that's a pretty small number of people.
Yeah, I mean, very true. That's a very good point.
You know, it is in many ways like still a passion project.
Well, it's hard to make money off music, I guess. But that's a whole nother story.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we've probably said all we can say, so maybe it would be a good time to put the turn on.
Hey, stop doing my job for me. Thank you very much. Martin, it is an absolute pleasure to talk to you this morning. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yeah, you have a great day. Have a great weekend, everybody who's listening. Enjoy your life.
Thanks, mate. And that was Mr. Martin Pepperell this morning, talking about Work, Work, Work by the Laha, a wee super group. Love that term. Anyway, enjoy it, guys.
just do.